And once again, time for our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Whitty. And John and Teresa are in the studio. And John, you brought a guest with you today.
You betcha. I'm excited today because this is where, you know, my two interests kind of collide. You know, I've got the technology stuff that we talk about, and then, you know, everybody knows my ag background. Yep. And my ag heart. And so today we get to talk about ag technology. And so
perfect mix.
Yeah, yeah. And as a lot of you know, I'm spending a little more time with seed sales this year now and kind of doing some of those things. And I've got my district manager, Ben Johnson, here with us today. And we're going to talk about climate field view.
All right. Welcome, Ben, to Q92.
Yeah, thanks for having me here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself first to our listeners here.
Well, I've got a pretty deep background in agriculture. And I'm right around that 30 age, so I've kind of collided with that technology piece of it as well. So I've kind of got a lot of the same interests as John have. We collide the ag and the technology piece together. But I actually went to school at the U of M down in St. Paul, Minneapolis for agriculture. Cool. I graduated there, and I've been in agronomy or in seed ever since then for about 10 years now.
Okay, so. Great. All right. Yeah, technology and farming has changed dramatically.
Oh, it's amazing.
You know, it's ongoing change, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I know there's guys that have been into this, you know, full hog for years, and there's a lot of guys kind of standing on the sidelines very interested in it, but, you know, it's hard to justify some of the things on a, you know, smaller acreage and things. And so today we're going to talk about this, the climate field view package, I guess we'd call it. And
here's something interesting. So Mr. Technology here, you'd think he'd have all the latest and greatest, right, John?
Yep.
He doesn't. for farming, he's not into the technology yet.
I'm kind of an old man when it comes to kind of conservative.
He is. Secrets out, John.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it the old way?
Yeah, I kind of do. Yeah. But, you know, I've got a kid now coming in. Yep. Who's like, Dad, yeah, you got to do this. You got to do this, you know. So in the next couple of years, we're going to be moving into all the technologies. And so I'm going to hop on board with this stuff and kind of, yeah, and, you know, I'm thinking a lot of people might want to take the journey with me as we learn and figure out what this is. So, let's talk about climate.
All right, let's do that. Climate, you're on, Ben. This is you.
Yeah, first off, what is climate so people can know?
So, you know, when we look at the ag industry and you talk about, you know, the revolution of how technology is kind of invading the agriculture space, we've seen a lot of different platforms come out. I mean, you know, there's other competitors of ours that have platforms out there as well. But climate is really a tool that kind of, it's a platform that allows the revolution of digital ag and what I would call integrated farming. So it basically allows a farmer, a grower, the power to manage the data that they have by some of the equipment that's been producing that data, and it allows them to make better decisions on their farm.
And we've heard a lot from farmers. They say, I gather all this data, and I don't know what to do with it.
So I laugh every time somebody tells me that, because the perfect image is you walk into a farmer or a grower's office, and you see the bookshelf, and it's got 25 binders of yield data on it. Yes. That's got about a quarter of an inch of dust on it.
Yep.
That hasn't been opened for 6-8 years. And so this is basically allowing us to take what's in those binders, and it's allowing us to be interactive with it.
Awesome.
So. And it's a real-time thing. So you can, it's, you know, you're talking with satellite data, you got imagery data, you've got weather data, and you've got your local field data and your machine data. So it all marriages together right in front of you.
Absolutely. So, you know, when we look at climate, there's kind of three different packages of it. There's the prime version right now, which is kind of that real basic version. And that allows you kind of that information that you get from weather. So it will give you rainfall events. It'll send you notifications if you have some sort of a hail event. It allows you to do some scouting, which is a pretty neat tool where you can actually go out, GPS reference a portion of your field, and you can send it to if you have an agronomist or a crop consultant or something like that, and they can actually walk out to that specific part of the field and check on that, and they can actually send that back with you. And it allows you some sharing capabilities as well, so you can actually have visibility to different parts of your farming operations with different advisors you might have for your
farm. If I have a tough spot in my field, I can just you know, square it off on my iPad and send it to whoever,
yep,
and they can look
can
at it.
You can take a picture of it. They can have accessibility to some of the different maps that you might have if you so choose to let them see it. And if you don't, they don't have visibility to it, and that's a great part about it. So,
okay.
So kind of that middle package is what I would call the plus package. And the great thing about that is yield analysis is really something that guys have really liked about this tool. And so, you know, like I said, guys have invested a lot of money in planters, combines, different things like that. And they've had this data, but they didn't know what to do with it. And yep. So now they have the ability to take this data, break it down by soil type, break it down by hybrid, you know, and then they can make better decisions, whether it's choosing a different hybrid, whether it's getting a different seeding rate in that area. And it's really, I mean, the guys that we've been seeing use it have been very happy with it.
I was at a meeting this spring. You were there too, Ben, that a guy was talking about how he mapped his manure applications on his fields. And here he was able to look back, and it was, I think in his case, it was his father-in-law who had, you know, spread the manure, and he had been able to prove, you know, the cost benefit was maybe not there in that case to spread so much manure on this one particular piece of ground. So, you know,
I'm sure his father-in-law loved that.
yeah, exactly. But I mean, it just helps you make more informed decisions, because a lot of times I'll tell you, Teresa, what I'm going to do, and you'll say, well, why are you doing that? I'm like, because that's the way I've always done it, you know, and, mm-hmm. and this kind of tells you if it works or not. So,
yeah, I guess I would kind of look at it as it's definitely a truth teller for sure. I mean, we all have perceptions of what we think things are doing or not doing for us. But when we get this, it's like, hey, this is what the facts are.
So. Right.
So, John, you were telling me, okay, so you're going to get into this.
Well, I want to get set up so I have the beginning part, and it seems like it's a system that you can grow into, correct? I mean, you don't have to go whole hog and monitor everything.
Well, the great thing that the great thing about this is the feedback that I've got is if you're already using some sort of technology inside your cab. Yep. This is very easy to use compared to that. I mean, it's the platform is very easy to use. If you can operate Windows, you can operate this very, very easily. So
that's always good.
Oh yeah.
Even though I'm a tech guy, I still like easy. You know, the radio gets kind of tough to figure out some days. So, you know, it's okay. So the first thing that people, when I hear things like this, I think, oh man, that's going to be pretty spendy, you know, to go into that. And that's one reason I haven't been able to justify economically a lot of this stuff on my farm. But, you know, as we upgrade equipment, more and more of this stuff has it in it already. So, you know, and like I said, over the next couple of years, I'm going to be getting into this, you know, just by attrition, I guess, of the old equipment. So what are we looking at for expenses? What kind of things do I need in my cab or to add to my stuff?
Yeah, so right now, there's actually quite a few different options on how you can use this and how you can use Climate. And, you know, if you have, so the best way to go it is if anybody is interested in Climate is to go to their website, and they actually have a compatibility list on there, and you can look at any of the equipment that's compatible. And it's actually a huge range of it that works.
Okay.
And so the basic premise of this is there's a piece of equipment that you buy, and it's called a drive. And that's a Bluetooth device that connects in your cab, and it sends Bluetooth signals to your iPad. And so basically it sends that data that you're taking right out of your cab to your iPad. And that iPad is connected to the cloud. And so you can take that information with you anywhere, essentially. So
it's collecting real time as I go, and it's all talking within the cab and all that.
Absolutely. And as being involved in seed, one thing we hear a lot about is price. And so the great news about this is the plus version of this, which is the most widely used version of it,
yep,
is it's actually absolutely, it's free right now. We have a try it before you buy it
free
program.
Did he say free?
Teresa's eyes just lit up.
I seen a bunch of people's ears perk up when I said that.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, absolutely. It's free right now. You get the subscription. It's a year-to-year subscription. You get 1 year subscription for free, and you actually get the starter pack for free, which is an iPad holder, a charger, and the drive or the Bluetooth device that comes as well.
Wow.
So the only other thing I'd really need is like some type of a beacon on top of my cab, I suppose, and then an iPad, which...
A beacon?
Well, let's explain that.
Yes. So, you'd want some way to gain a GPS signal. So, whether that's your GPS globe on your tractor or whatever else that would be, that allows you to GPS reference your data as you're moving. So.
Which means know where exactly where I am.
Okay.
Okay.
So awesome.
That way I can drive around my fields and they'll have a map and, you know, all that stuff. And I can say, Tom picked this rock right here and this is the coordinates. And
he'll. Seriously, that detailed.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And.
Amazing.
We can track his time, how efficient he was getting it off, and yeah.
Absolutely. You can look out there if you want and see how fast. If you send the son out there to plant and you think he's going too fast, you can look right out there and see exactly how fast he was going. So
I'm going to like
or he
this.
You can look out there and say, Dad, speed up.
Yeah. Most right? likely that's just going to happen.
Yeah, the technology in the egg world is just amazing to me. The more I hear about it and it's interesting, that's for sure.
Right. And I know, I mean, I've talked to guys, and I know that there's, you know, it pays for itself, but it's just hard to take that initial step. And so having software like this, products that are free, yep. you know, starting, it's a great deal.
Yep.
So, it's pretty, right. pretty cool. Now, if somebody wants to get in on this, can they come through me? Can they talk to you direct? Or what's the best way to sign up?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of the Gold Gun-Tree dealers that I work with in the five-county area here are all great avenues if you are interested in climate. And, John, absolutely, if anybody's got any questions about climate, they can absolutely contact you as well. So
yeah, and like I said, I'm going to be doing this myself here, and so kind of learn together. Because I know I'm not the only one. Sometimes I go to these meetings, and I feel like I'm the only guy in the state that doesn't have all this stuff hanging in my cab, but I don't believe I am. There's a couple more out there.
Yeah. Well, and then there's, like we said before, there's all those that aren't utilizing it correctly. So I think that, you know, this isn't just for the guys who don't have it yet. This is for everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, just to touch on that, I think one of the great parts about, you know, our platform versus maybe other competitors out there is the service that we provide with this. So, John, right. I'm sure you can speak to this with the amount of questions you get around.
Oh, man.
You know, IT, you know, obviously, I'm a great resource. You're a great resource. We have a climate business manager in the area, and we also have a great helpline that you're not going to sit on hold for a long extended period of time. Those guys do a great job answering any questions you have as well.
There's a lot of winter meetings going on, too, where guys just get together and answer questions and get the answers to it. So.
Well, Jack could talk about farming all day long.
Yeah, I know.
I bet it's time. Isn't
it's time to wrap it up. Yeah.
Wrap it up, and so we got to tell them how to get a hold of us.
Okay, Teresa. You want to do your thing?
Go ahead.
Yeah. We are located, Rural Solutions is located on Main Street in Madison, and you can call us there at 320-698-4747, and that's how you can get a hold of John, too, about this stuff.
Or you can also send an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right, sounds
thanks
good.
Thanks so much, Ben.
Yeah, Ben.
Absolutely, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, appreciate you coming in. And, you know, John's on Cloud 9, farming and technology meshed together.
I'm in my happy place.
Doesn't get any better than that, does it, John?
It doesn't.
Right. Now climate can only make the sun shine. And,
there you go.
All right, thanks, guys.
You bet.
That's your Rural Solutions Technology Update Show for this week.